You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Today on Palestine Remembered, we bring you recordings by Vivian Langford, Sydney-based 3CR reporter. Palestine is certainly kept front of mind for people in Sydney. At an evening rally to mark Palestinian Land Day, a large crowd gathered in the Town Hall Square. Sue Higginson, a Green MP in the New South Wales Parliament, told the crowd, "You are our humanity." Then Josh Lees from the Palestinian Action Group recounted the history of Palestinian Land Days since 1976. He described the barbaric sort of warfare where the targeting of medical staff, journalists and civilians is normalised. The message of the Palestinian Land Day is that if the imperial powers of Israel and the USA, aided and abetted by countries like ours, are not stopped in Palestine, we will have an endless war. While the energy companies are profiting, the poor will face skyrocketing food prices. The third speaker, Mona Heer, spoke very seriously about the most horrific tortures being suffered by Palestinians in Israeli prisons for Palestinian Prisoners Day in Sydney's Hyde Park. It is a word picture that you will find unforgettable.
Thank you. It is so good of you all to come tonight. We are all here on Gadigal land. We know this. Let's together pay our respects to all elders, past, present, and emerging, who are constantly fighting against the oppression of First Nations people right here on this land. And I remind all of you, it was only last week in the New South Wales Parliament that the Minns Labor government tried another foul attack on Aboriginal land rights right here in New South Wales. We called that out. We've got to pause, but please, friends, stay tuned in. Follow the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council right now. They are fighting for their land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And today, folks, it is 30 March. This is Palestinian Land Day. This is the day we say very loud, very clear, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. We will not stop, friends, because today I can see it. You have love in your heart, justice in your veins, but you have fire in your belly, and we will not stop. We will not stop until we hold these war parties to account. I stand here, I've never been more proud to be a Greens MP, because we are not the war parties. We will fight, and we will fight, like I said, with love in our hearts, peace in our hearts, justice in our veins. But friends, we will fight, because this is a fight. We will stand up to the politics of hate and racism and division that right now is Pauline Hanson, it is the Labor Party, and it is the Liberals. And we have had enough of all of them. There is a better way, friends. We know there's a better way, but we have to stand up to these imperial parties of the past right now, because of Donald Trump's absurd, disgusting, self-serving attacks on Iran. And we know it's about Epstein. We know it's about his own personal power. And we know Netanyahu and Israel are jumping on this as the opportunity of their gross and brutal lifetime to continue their imperialistic colonization. And we know that right now, because of their despicable acts and our gutless Prime Minister, who, let's never forget, was the first person across this planet to jump up in support of Netanyahu and Trump. What was he thinking? We are our humanity. And that morning, he stood against our humanity. We must not forget this. But right now, because of their actions, we are suffering. Everyday people now are going to feel the brunt right here. As Josh said, of course we will not feel it like Palestinian people in Gaza or Iranian people in Iran right now, but we are feeling it. We're going to feel the cost of it. And Labor yesterday and today, no, we're not even going to offer the people free public transport. This is ridiculous. Because you know what? The parties of war can justify pain on the people. But we will. We will not stop, folks. We Greens will keep pushing our government ministers. We won't stop. We've won in Tasmania. We've won in Victoria. We will get concessions for the people. Because this is not our war. This is not on our watch. And we won't stop. We will not stop. And we will hold them to account. And friends, our good friends who are joining the global Samud flotilla are mobilizing this week. They are getting ready and they are going to join the flotilla to once again, with their courage, their power, their humanity, they will try and break the siege. Together, we will stand united and we will not be defeated. And I'm sure all of you saw last week the way the police now are doubling down, chasing people who were here on this land in February. And they are chasing them and they are using excessive force. They are using their state power to punish, intimidate, and to undermine the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission's inquiry. We won't stop holding them to account. We will shine a light. Folks, all stay connected because right now, you are our humanity and we're going to march again tonight. I love you all.
That was Susie Higginson speaking at Palestinian Land Day Rally at Town Hall Square in Sydney. And next up, we're going to hear from Josh Lees.
Woo! All right, we're here today, of course, to mark Palestinian Land Day. Now, Land Day commemorates a massive struggle that broke out in 1976, which included a massive general strike across the territory of Palestine, which included mass protests of Palestinians all up and down to take a stand against the ongoing theft of Palestinian land.
Shame!
That is a process, of course, that began, well, it actually predates this, but it really ramped up, of course, with the Nakba, the catastrophe, the first major genocide carried out by Israel back in 1948, which was the premise for that entire racist colonial state that we call Israel. But of course, that process of land theft has never ceased, has never ceased. This is what the whole project of Zionism was all about, was about creating a state on the land of the Palestinian people through mass exclusion, through ethnic cleansing, through violence and racism and genocide.
Same.
And we obviously look back to days like the huge struggle that erupted on Land Day in 1976 as an inspiration because the Palestinian people, of course, have never stopped fighting and resisting against their genocide, against their dispossession. And we stand in solidarity with that struggle. In 1976, they didn't, as far as I'm aware, necessarily use the word to describe it then, but you could say this was one of the first intifadas of the Palestinian people, an uprising, an attempt to shake off Israeli oppression and to try to defend their ownership of their land and oppose the racist violence that was driving Palestinians off their land. Of course, the protests back then in 76 came in particular in opposition to the Israeli announcement that they were going to seize whole areas of northern Palestine, the Galilee region. And of course, it shouldn't be lost on us today that that is exactly the region where Israel is now massing tanks and soldiers as they attempt to yet again invade and occupy Lebanon. And I mean, I'm sure someone knows, but I've lost count of how many times Israel has invaded Lebanon. It is many, many times. It is a history of decades, decades of war after war after war waged by Israel on the Lebanese people, and of course decades of occupation and so on, which they now openly say they wish to recreate, is they are explicit about the fact they want to occupy at least the entirety of the south of Lebanon.
Yay!
This is absolutely shocking. Of course, it comes at the same time as an ongoing genocide in Gaza, an ongoing genocide which has killed several hundred Palestinian people just since they announced a so-called ceasefire. Of course, we know what Israeli ceasefires mean. They mean that the other side should cease firing while Israel reserves the right to continue massacring and bombing whoever and whenever they want at the same kind of ceasefire that Israel has supposedly had in place in Lebanon, which of course they have broken thousands, literally thousands of times.
Shame.
And we know, of course, about the utter mass crimes that Israel has carried out in Gaza. I'm sure I don't need to tell any of you about that. But what is so shocking now is that Israel is now having normalized, or hoping to normalize, the kinds of barbarous crimes, the kinds of genocidal form of warfare that they've carried out in Gaza. Now they are trying to replicate those tactics in Lebanon.
Shame.
They have already killed 51, by my latest count, medical workers in Lebanon just since the 2nd of March. They are, of course, deliberately targeting and massacring journalists. They are engaging in double-tap strikes to deliberately kill first responders, healthcare workers, journalists, civilians, everywhere, all throughout Lebanon, and in particular in the south. And of course, on top of all of that, not just Israel, but of course the United States and Australia are now participants in yet another war, and this time a war on Iran, of course. A war which has already slaughtered thousands of civilians, a war which they said was about liberating the people of Iran, and then, of course, in the first hours, what do? Massacre hundreds of schoolgirls in Minab.
Nice.
This is a war which Australia is directly involved in. This is a war which Albanese has signed up to, which he has helped to justify.
Shame.
And it's a war which, of course, we completely oppose. And we've said all along that if Israel is not stopped, if the United States is not stopped, then we face a world of endless war in the region and beyond the region. This is what they have in store for us, for all of humanity, is a world of endless war and racism and carnage and violence. And of course, it's the people of the Middle East paying first and foremost for that. Of course, people around the world now are beginning to pay, obviously not in as brutal or violent a manner. But we see in front of us now the other reason why we oppose war. War is about imperialism. These wars are wars for oil and imperialism and empire and US and Israeli power. They are also wars which, of course, line the pockets of the rich. We see the profiteering of the energy companies, the oil companies, all around us. And of course, as always, it's the working class that will be made to pay everywhere in the world for these wars, through fuel shortages, through profiteering energy companies. And of course, we know the effect of this soon is going to be skyrocketing food prices around the world, and hundreds, potentially hundreds of millions more people in the world thrust into food insecurity and starvation, thanks to these wars waged by America and Israel and backed to the hilt by the Australian government.
Shame.
So we stand against these wars 100%. We mark today Palestinian Land Day. We stand in solidarity with this ongoing struggle of the Palestinian people for the liberation of the entire territory of Palestine. When we say that we want Palestine to be free from the river to the sea, we mean an end. We mean an end to the systematic oppression of the Palestinian people. Of course, that includes genocide in Gaza, but it also includes the violent dispossession of Palestinians in the West Bank. It includes an end to the entire apparatus of apartheid that is the state of Israel, a state built systematically on racist policies and the violent and racist subjugation of the Palestinian people. Yeah. We want freedom. We want a society in which all people can live in freedom and peace and dignity and equality all over the world. It's what we've always fought for in this country, and it's what we support in the Middle East and everywhere else.
This is Palestine Remembered on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming on 3cr.org.au.
Hi, this is Rafif Ziada, and you're listening to 3CR, pro-Palestinian, happily proud radio.
Finally, we will hear from Mona here, speaking at the Palestinian Prisoners' Day at Sydney's Hyde Park.
Our next speaker is Mona here. She is part of the generation who were exiled from 1948 as part of the Nakba. She's a Palestinian woman. Please make her very welcome.
From the beloved lands of our ancient custodians who first called this country home, I'd like to acknowledge, honour and pay my deepest respects to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation who called these lands home for thousands of years. And although we stand here today, a collective product of colonisation, we bear witness to the ongoing harm and dispossession still imposed on First Nations peoples. I am here to say, you do not stand alone, because we understand in our own ways what it means to love a land that has been taken, to carry identity, memory, and belonging that cannot be erased, no matter how history is rewritten. We understand that connection to land is not ownership, it is kinship, responsibility, and spirit. And in that shared understanding, we stand in solidarity with respect, with truth, and with a commitment to never look away. This is, has always been, and always will be, stolen Aboriginal land. Firstly, I would like to congratulate and thank Palestine Action Group, Black Caucus and Jews Against Occupation 48. Nick Hanna. Nick Hanna and the entire legal team for their monumental win this week. We're grateful for your courage and perseverance in the face of threats and smear campaigns against you. To quote Nick Hanna, "This win is one of the most important wins for our civil rights in our nation's history. This win was for all of us. Our shameful and incompetent legacy media will not tell you this. Chris Minns should hang his head in shame and resign for attempting to take away our civil liberties.
Hand on the side.
In the bin.
Chris Minns
in the bin.
Chris Minns
in the bin.
Chris Minns in the bin.
In the bin.
Definitely. I want to begin with a name. Francesca Albanese. A United Nations investigator, a lawyer, a woman whose job is to document human rights violations. She released a document about the use of torture in Israeli prisons. And for doing that job, for shining a light on Israel's human rights violations, she was sanctioned. Not criticised. Not debated. Sanctioned. Cut off from banking. Locked out of financial systems. Turned into what has been described as a non-person financially. Think about that. A human rights expert punished for telling the truth.
Yay!
And what is that truth? That behind Israeli prison walls, far from cameras, far from headlines, there are currently more than 11,000 Palestinians being held in Israeli torture chambers.
Yay!
They are not just arrested, they are taken, kidnapped. They are taken from their homes in the middle of the night, taken while walking to school, taken on their way to the shops, taken from checkpoints, taken from hospital beds. Children, women, men, elderly. Not knowing why, not knowing where they are being taken. Israeli human rights organization B'Tselem described the Israeli prison system as a network of torture camps. Now let's talk about what happens inside, because there is where the truth becomes unbearable. Once they are inside the dungeons of hell, they disappear into cells without sunlight, into dungeons, underground dungeons, into places described by former detainees as torture chambers. No daylight, no fresh air, no sense of time, just walls, cold, dark, the sound of cries. And inside those spaces, people are not just detained. They are beaten, starved, humiliated, raped, tortured, murdered.
Shame!
Left without mattresses to sleep on hard floors, left without blankets or appropriate clothing, shivering and freezing to death all throughout the deadly winter months, year after year. Given food that barely keeps them alive, denied medical care. And if they speak, if they resist, if they cry out, they are punished again and again and again.
Shame!
And then more torture. Bodies forced into painful positions, held for hours, for days. Beatings so severe, people come out with deformed, broken or amputated body parts. That's if they survive. And the most disturbing testimonies, excessive sexual violence and rape. There are validated reports that Israel trained their dogs to rape Palestinian hostages.
Shame!
Dogs trained in Australia.
Yes, trained in Australia. Reports from human rights organisations describe brutal sexual violence of men, women and children. Rape with objects, burning of body parts, humiliation designed to break the spirit of human beings and destroy a person completely. And then the psychological torture, continuously letting the hostages believe they are alone. Their entire family is dead. No one is coming for them. Lies repeated until they begin to feel real. Imagine sitting in darkness, no contact with the outside world for months, for years, no visits, no lawyer. And slowly you begin to believe the world has forgotten me. No one knows where I am. Believing the world has simply forgotten. That is the deepest form of cruelty. Imagine being hungry, cold, beaten, abused, day after day, night after night, and slowly starting to believe no one knows, no one cares, I have been erased. And here is what we must confront. The media is very capable of telling these stories. We have seen it. We saw names, faces, crying families, wall-to-wall coverage. They weren't Palestinian. Where are the Palestinian detainees? Where are their names, their faces, their mothers, their children? Why are they hidden? Why aren't they spoken about? We should be questioning this. We should be deeply suspicious of a system that shows us some suffering and hides other suffering completely. Because when suffering is hidden, it becomes easier to ignore, easier to justify, easier to continue. We are taught in the West about democracy, about human rights, about justice. We are told these values are universal. But when it comes to Palestinians, those values seem to disappear. Suddenly, talking about it can get you jailed.
Shame.
Suddenly, indefinite detention is tolerated. Torture is denied. Abuse is ignored. And worse, those responsible are not held accountable. They are supported, funded, and protected. Francesca Albanese exposed this. She documented Israel's crimes against Palestinians. She reported that Israel's use of torture against Palestinians is absolutely institutionalized and enabled by Israeli law, shielded by courts, and normalized in public discourse. She refused to stay silent and released a comprehensive report on this torture. For that, she is punished. The report, buried. Member states ignoring it. At a minimum, member states should investigate, impose sanctions, and place arrests for those responsible. This hasn't occurred. Additionally, the report has never been referred to by our Australian government or our legacy media. Because this system depends on one thing, that we do not question, that we do not speak, and that we do not look too closely. So I'm asking you today, look closely. Talk about the Palestinian hostages at your dinner tables, at work, with your friends, with your family. Say it out loud, even when it is uncomfortable. Hold the media accountable. Ask them, why don't you show this? Why don't you tell us these stories? Hold our politicians accountable here in Australia. Ask them, what are you doing about this? Why is there pressure to silence these conversations? It is important for everyone here today to recognise that what occurs in Palestine has insidious implications on all Western democracies, where we have seen pressure applied to change laws, to stop protests, to encourage media blackouts, all designed to continue the shrouded darkness and to control the narrative.
Shame.
Shame.
Make our politicians accountable at the voting polls. Vote for Green. We all have a role, not in causing this, but in whether it continues in silence. Because right now, there are people sitting in cells, hungry, cold, exhausted, beaten, abused, raped, psychologically shattered, believing that the world has forgotten them. We cannot let that be true. We will not let that be true. We will remember them. We will speak their reality. We will demand justice. We must demand that our governments act, not statements, not silence, action. We demand an end to abuse and torture. We demand the release of all Palestinian detainees. And we reject any laws or pressures that attempt to silence these conversations. Because if freedom of speech is a core Western value, then it must apply, especially when we speak about injustice. And we must make sure that those inside those dungeons know they are not invisible, they are not forgotten. We see them, we remember them, and we will not stop speaking until they are free.
Thanks for listening to Palestine Remembered. The speeches we heard today were recorded in Sydney by Vivian Langford from the Climate Action Show that can be heard at 5 p.m. on 3CR every Monday. There's never been a better time for a free Palestine.
You ready to make a difference? My name is Nasser Mashni. I host Palestine Remembered each Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. It's Australia's only dedicated radio show on Palestine. 3CR Community Radio is more than just a station. It's a platform for voices you won't hear anywhere else. And we need you. 3CR is an outlet that gives a voice to the voiceless. For nearly five decades, 3CR has amplified the struggles, stories, and successes of marginalised and silenced communities. From First Nation voices to workers' rights and grassroots campaigns to global solidarity, this is where justice speaks. When you subscribe to 3CR, you're not just tuning in, you're taking a stand. You're supporting independent media that fights for truth, diversity, and equality. 3CR is powered by people like you. No ads, no corporate control, just raw, real radio created by the community for the community. So what are you waiting for? Show your solidarity today. Subscribe to 3CR and help us keep the airways free for voices that matter.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.